last general question. What are the reasons or advantages for Singapore's eclecticism? Is there any context at all for Western dramatic literature? Or do we start from scratch all the time?
Wow, okay, I don't understand the question. Let me see.
Okay. So, because of our multicultural society, do you think there are a lot of advantages to having that kind of multicultural society?
Yes, I think there is. Because I spent a lot of time living in England, for example. 20 years of my life living in England, actually. And I've been going to the English theatre, British theatre, since the 70s, you know. And I still go back every year. And it's still very British, you know, which is okay. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a representation. But London has become more of a metropolis than it ever was. You know, it's still cosmopolitan. And you wish that what you see in the theatre represented that what you see outside the theatre, you know. And it doesn't. I go back to London every year and I see the place and I think, God, I saw this 30 years ago. You know, it's not really representative of the London that I know or the world that I know, because but then again, you know, I have only lived in big cities.
Yes.
So, you know, so I'm just talking from that perspective, okay, as a big city dweller. But you know, I mean, you talk about all the centers of theater excellence in the world, and they're all the big cities, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's New York, Chicago, London, Tokyo, or Paris, right? It is the big cities. So it may not be representative of the entire country, because say in Britain or in France, the majority is still, you know, your white Caucasian, right? But I go to the cities to watch plays, and I just wanted to. I want to see a representation of my world, or at least the world that I see, and I mean my own world. I mean my group of friends, you know, are varied, right? They're from all over the world, even in Singapore, right? Because Singapore has become much more cosmopolitan in the past 10 years than it has ever been. And I think this eclecticism, going back to your question, makes us a richer nation, and it allows for actors and theatre, other artists to be exposed to different cultures, to different languages, to different ways of life, to different perspectives.
Yeah.
And I think that only makes us richer, only makes the theatre performer richer for his own experience. So I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think being exposed to different art forms, whether it's No or Bhutto or Indonesian, and Balinese, or what have you, makes us better performers. Yeah. I think so. I think it just makes us more richer, you know, rather than just coming from one culture and from one way of performing, you know. Yeah.
Thank you.